I fight the impulse to say yes. He was always hard to say no to, hence how I ended up pregnant. I don't know. It's been a long time.
Please, Sedona. Please.
A line forms at the bridge of his nose as he pleads with me. The door of Tara and Mare opens, and we glance over to find Kingston wheeling out Jameson's suitcase and resting it by the side of the building. Instead of going back inside, he stands there with his arms crossed, staring at us. King, I say with an irritated tone.
It's just such a beautiful day. I want to take full advantage.
He shoves his hands in his pockets and his head circles up to stare at the sky. The door opens again a second later, and Stella shoots me a sympathetic look while trying to drag Kingston back inside the restaurant. They exchange a few words, but Stella wins, per usual. Once they're gone, I say to Jameson, "Now is not the time. I have to get back in there." He nods.
"Tomorrow?"
I exhale a big breath. I don't know.
Please?
I guess I wouldn't mind some explanations after all this time. Plus, it gives me an opportunity to tell him it's completely over between us, since he seems to be on a mission to win me back, if what he says can be believed. Fine. He reaches out again, and I step back. His hands fall to his side.
Thank you.
But not here. I glance around. I've kept us out of Buzzwheel for this long, and I don't want that changing. A lot of people still know you here. Meet me in Sunrise Bay, tomorrow at 10 o'clock. There's a diner called Two Brothers and an Egg.
Perfect. I'll be there.
He smiles, and I ignore the way it chips at my defenses. I nod and walk back toward the entrance to Tara and Mare.
Sedona?
I circle back to face him.
Is she deaf?
I nod and move to open the door, but my curiosity gets the better of me. How do you know how to sign?
My uncle was deaf.
So there's the answer to the question about Palmer's deafness. He must see me trying to remember ever meeting his uncle, because he says,
"He died when I was over here during senior year, remember?"
Vaguely, but we had so much going on, and we were trying to figure out how we would stay together after high school ended. Though now that I'm thinking about it, all I remember is him not going home for the funeral because his family couldn't afford the airfare. "Bye, Jameson," I say. He raises his hand.
"I'll see you tomorrow."
I open the door and disappear into Tara and Mare, taking my seat. Palmer slides off of Stella's lap and climbs onto mine. The one thing I miss most, now that I'm so pregnant, is that I can't get her as close as I want when I hug her. She nuzzles in my arms and rests her head on my belly, because it's her nap time. Phoenix sits next to me and grabs my hand, conveying that we'll get through this. I know she believes that. I run my free hand through Palmer's hair and watch her breathing become shallower and shallower as she drifts off to sleep. Oh, baby girl, our world just blew up and you don't even know it. But rest assured, I'll never allow him to hurt her the way he's hurt me. That's a promise.